Well, Palmer Hemming, a segment we call Let's Get to Know. You're one of the first we have recorded for this new season. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of a different list of questions here. We're trying to mix things up this year, but we're going to start with one we ask everybody.
Okay.
What activities have you been involved with? And going into your senior year, what are you planning on being involved with?
Yeah, so since freshman year, I've been doing football and track. So I throw shot put and I play football. Eighth grade summer, I did high school baseball. But after that, I didn't do it again. This year, I'm planning to do football and then track again in the spring.
Is there one sport that you don't do anymore or wish you could play, gender neutral, whatever it might be, that you wish you could play?
I wish I was tough on the basketball court, but, you know, my dad coached that for a long time. My brother played, but I just never got around to being on the team, which is something that I wish I was just really good at basketball because I feel like that's kind of a cool sport to be good at.
So here's our rapid fire segment. Let's start with your favorite pregame ritual.
Pregame ritual. Okay. I really like when we go up and lift. And last year, I think it was Coach Mack on the aux in the weight room. But I'm excited to see what Ballard plays this year.
I'll say warm-up song. That was the next thing. So if you had a choice and said, Ballard, this is my day at the weight room, what's the song or the artist?
Okay, so I'd probably play like a little bit of Little Baby, just a little quicker, more like instrumental music. Song, I'd probably go Frozen by Little Baby.
Okay. You're an offensive lineman. I ask this of everybody, but this is especially important. Post-game meal.
Post-game meal. Oof.
Or restaurant.
Restaurant? I'd probably say right after the game, I'm going home and I'm pounding like probably beef and noodles of some sort just to get the protein and carbs back in body. But the morning after, as a team, we go to McDonald's after film. So Saturday mornings.
Okay, what's the order on the app then? When you're going through the drive-thru or you're sitting there, what's the order? Go to at McDonald's.
So we order from film. Like, after we get done watching film, we all order on our phones. And usually I get, like, a sandwich and then a hash brown. And then I get the mango smoothie. That smoothie is so good.
The smoothies there are pretty good. We're here with Palmer Hemming, a segment we call Let's Get to Know. School is starting up. What's your favorite class or has been your favorite class so far?
I really enjoy history classes. My favorite class is probably world history, just because you get to learn a lot. And I also had my O-line coach as my teacher for that, Mr. Mayhew. Shout out, Mr. Mayhew. But yeah, that was probably my favorite class so far. I'm excited to take psych this year, I think is what I'm taking. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I was at the Mayhew wedding sitting with all the social studies guys. So you got their egos up. I'm glad that you can get that up.
Sweet.
For them. What was your favorite opposing venue to play in or throw at?
Okay. My favorite place to throw at other than Pella is probably Norwalk. They have really nice rings. It's kind of downhill, a little bit in the shade. My favorite venue to play at was definitely the Dome, but since that's kind of a different thing, I'd probably have to go Gilbert or DCG, just because I feel like those fields are pretty open and you get a good view there.
Well, and it's a Dutch boys throwers tradition that you guys often go and rate food. Best
yeah.
Concession stand then?
Best concession stand, I'd have to go with Waukee. They always do the Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and those are always really good.
What's your go-to movie?
Movie, okay. I'm going to go Revenge of the Sith, Star Wars. That's probably the best Star Wars movie ever, and it's got to be a top two film all time, so I think that's my number one, though.
It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground. There's so many iconic lines from that one. Along that line, TV show or YouTube channel?
Okay, YouTube channel, I'm going to go Bob Does Sports. I like watching his golf videos, or Bryson DeChambeau. Those are both good. TV show, I'm going to go Office with Michael Scott. Or Tires with Shane Gillis. That one's funny.
Okay. I'm a little modern, a little classic. Yeah. I guess classic. I say classic. I'm 34. Office was a high school thing for me. So let's go ahead and get down to our list here. One I ask everybody, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawkeyes all the way, baby.
Well, I was about to say older bros over in Iowa City. Any reason why? Is it just a family thing?
Oh, it's a family thing. We're diehard Hawkeye fans in the Hemming house.
And any memories, especially with Phil or the guys, a special memory of watching Hawkeye sports?
Yeah, I remember, we've been to so many games, it's hard to name one, but I think last year I went to 4 or 5 with my brother, and just sitting in that student section's fun. You hear the IOWA and all those chants, they're good, so.
All right, do you have a favorite pro sports team?
Oh, yeah, football, I go with the Pittsburgh Steelers all the way. So,
if you could go, especially as an offensive lineman near center, you could line up against any one of those D tackles just one time to see what it's like. Which Steelers D tackle from history? And they've had some great ones. Would you want to line up against the Lockhorns with?
I think T.J. Watt's the greatest of all time. So personally, I'd want to line up against him and probably get my face run through. But I'd like to see how that would go.
Well, it'd be crazy just how fast he is. We just can't picture or fathom how that is. I know you have some siblings. Let our listeners know a little bit about your siblings and any fun memories you have with them.
Okay, so I have two brothers, both older than me. One's name is Sean and one's name is Parker, and then I have a younger sister, Anna. And my favorite memories are, we have a house or a condo down in the Ozarks, so going down there and hanging out with them on the boat, on the water, is always fun.
And I know the Hemmings have had some fun trips. Is there one you haven't gone on yet that you would want to take the siblings and mom and dad to?
I think next year for my senior trip, I want to go to Jamaica.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's in the budget, because that's pretty expensive, but that would probably be the dream trip.
One person, dead or alive, you could spend a day with, a famous person, who would it be and what would you do?
Jesus Christ, man. And then I'd probably just, talk to him about everything. There'd be a lot to talk about and see. So I think that would probably be the best one.
I feel like that, as an interviewer, as somebody, regardless of what you think, that'd be quite the question answer, right?
Right. Yeah, I just think that, he has so much wisdom and knowledge that I feel like that would be probably the best person to ever choose.
And then last note, obviously senior year, some big times and memories coming up. What are you looking forward to, especially with this special class and so many of your best friends and getting to share this experience?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the year, excited to show everybody what we've got. We've been waiting on this moment since freshman year. Even last year we got so close, but yeah, it feels like we were so far away from it. But I think that this group is just really special. Everybody's so hungry on the team. We're hungry for victory. We're putting in that work. We're getting in the places we need to be mentally and physically for the season. So I think we've got all the cards. It's just going to come down to whether or not, we can do it. And with Coach Ballard's new staff, I think that we definitely got a shot at it.
Palmer Hemming, it was better to get to know you a little better. Thank you.
Thank you.